שעוד בגמורה. ומי אמר רובי הוכי, נד למפרע הוא גוי, ואין ומכאן ולאב הוא גוי, ו... ואומר רובי בר חומד, רובן שמוכר סודה לשימן באחרייס, רובן שמוכר סודה לשימן באחרייס, רובן צור לסודה לשימן באחרייס, if someone collects it from שימן, רובן has to pay וזוק פון all of the meal. שימן did not have the money to pay רובן. He made a kinyan chazoke, kinyan shtar, and he told him, the money that I owe you, I want to turn it to become a alvoy. Not something I owe you. I'm turning it to become a alvoy. Now, we have to understand that these three words, v'zok von olov b'milve, are strange. Why you need it to the story? Reuven shemochal sode l'shimen. He made a kinyan. Be'achrayes, Shimon, if someone takes it from you, I will pay you. And Shimon did not have the money, he owed him the money. And now the story will carry on. What is the difference to say that the way that Shimon owes the money to Reuven is not stam that he owes him for the mechire? No. He owed him and he made a skifa b'milve. What is the inyan that the Gemara switches it that it was a skifa b'milve? Stop. Reuven mocha soda l'Shimon. Shimon money he had to pay, so Shimon didn't pay it, he owes him money. Same story now, we'll carry on the story. The us then, Meis Reuven. Shimon owes him money, like the guy in the world, and Reuven dies. The us about Choyv the Reuven, the Torah from Shimon, and he collect the karka from Shimon, and Shimon went and pays the bezuze instead of the karka, like we were in a second in the Gemara, and he gave him money instead. Now Shimon wants, because he lost his money and he had to keep the karka, the paisa bezuzah, he wants the Yesayim to pay it. So he tells the Yesayim, instead of paying, I owe your father money, I will just keep the money and I will not pay your father. I will just not pay your father. And the Gemara says, no. But after the Yasmin, in a second we'll learn the Gemara. So this is the Orah here, Bepshat, why the Gemara had to make the story V'zok von Olof B'milve. We'll see, it's interesting. Rashi doesn't speak about it. It's not Rashi. It's good for Rashi. Teisves speaks about it a little bit, the first Teisves, and we'll see in Teisves Rabbeinu Peretz Be'archove, and Teisves in Ksuvis Be'archove, and we'll have to explain why in Rashi it's not spoken about. Why Rashi keeps it quiet? Why Rashi doesn't mention nothing? Weißt du, Rashi had a reason that it's zok von b'milve. The fifth bench. Yes. So why is the Zokma B'mila? I'm a daikid because we'll see later there's a lot of nafkeminis in it, why this is a clage in the story. So we'll learn the Gemara again. ומי אמר רבי אוכי ואמר רבי בר חומר רובן שמוכר סודו לשימן באחרייז רובן סוד שימן הקרקע באחרייז זה פשוט מול קלקסית עם שימן רובן will repay him give him back the money וזאת פון עלו במיל ושימן did not have money and he made a star חויב that now he owes the money to רובן but that's the man maker כאילו it's paid but I just owe you the money ומייס רובן ועושה בעל חויב דה רובן סומן עד רובן old money to וטורף להם משימן and he went and he collect the קרקע from שימן now ועושה שימן ופייסי בזוזן שימן did not want to lose the קרקע he got used to being there already so he went and he paid off the guy instead of collecting the karka. Now we have to know that the fact that he paid off the guy, we have to tell Shimon, it's your problem. If the guy would collect the karka, you would lose it, you would come to cry, achrayas, we would try to have to pay you, fund you, we'll have to take care of you. No one took the karka, he was about to take the karka, you went and you paid the other guy money that he will not collect the karka. You are pushed the pereh achoyboi shel chaveiroi. We don't have to take care of you. It's your problem that you messed up. Who asked you to go to pay it? If he would collect it, sidach chayitz. We'll learn the sugya. No one collected it. He didn't want it to be collected. He ran over to the guy and offered him money for not collecting it. State in the Gemara, state in all of the Rishonim, that even if a normal guy goes over to a guy, someone owes someone money, and you pay off the debt, you can't go to collect it from the guy. Thank you very much, you helped me. I don't have to pay back the money that you pay off. Let me just source the shmais. But, Val is a achrayas. My schusim midine achrayes is to say that I don't want it to be collected, and while I don't want this to be collected, my schusim are that I could pay off the choiv to keep the karka, and it's called that I lost the money, and I have a right to ask for that money. That is my schus. My schus is to look on it ki'ilu I lost the karka. My schus is ki'ilu I lost the karka, and b'meila I'm asking back to be refund on what I lost the karka. Even that be'emes I did not lose the karka. I just went and I was pereh achoyvot. Those state klar in the Gemara. So go weiter. Upaisi bezuzen. So now Shimon, what Shimon wants? Shimon says, you promised me that if I lose the money, I will get it back. So he wants to go to the Yisayimim. The Yisayimim don't have from where to pay it. Not only that, the Yisayimim say, we have a shtar that you owe money to our father. So not only, we want you to pay us now money. Dinu de'osav me'ruven ve'amri le'yashimen. Anon metaltelin shobak avun gaboch. U'metaltel riyas me'lebal choyv lo'y mishtabde. Rashi explains, we'll see soon the Rashi inside. Shimon has two ways how he wants to get away with the story. One way he says, when I gave that guy money, I really gave him the money that I owe you, father. So leave me alone, I don't owe you any more money. When that guy came to collect, I took out the money that I owed you, father, and I gave him. So don't ask me again to pay you. One way. Or Shimon has another way to say, no, I paid my own money, but I lost money. Your father owes me money, right? Achrayes, right? My father owes you money. Now I owe my father, I owe your father money. I will take that money instead. So you owe me, he owes me, I will not have to pay. Yes, I'm saying, no. What you owe us, pay us. What our father owes is metalta liyas melei mishtabdi, but maybe you will not get it, so pay us. So again, Shimon doesn't want to pay. And Rashi says, Shimon is saying both things together. This is the way Rashi explains it. Shimon is saying two things together. One thing Shimon is saying, that maybe the money that I gave, I tried to dray out, I gave the money that I owed you, the zakum b'milva I gave that person, so los mirais, I don't owe you money. But even without that, I can't give him that money. but now I owe you money and you owe me money. So they say, no, you owe us money, but we owe you, we don't have to pay. And the same answer both times. And the first time that they tell him, what do you mean, the money you owe our father, you gave to that guy? You can't give that money to that guy. That money doesn't, only the Galka you can give him. The money, so you gave the Galka, but you can't give that money within the money that you owe our father. You could give the Galka, so you gave the Galka, so now you want Achrayas, but we don't have him, where to collect it. So this is the Gemara. So let me say nothing about the Gemara. ומי אמר רבי אוכי ואמר רבי אחר מרובן שמוך הסודה לשימן באחרייץ וזוק מנו לו בן רבי ומייס רובן ועושה בעל חויב דה רובן ותוריף לי משימן ועושה שימן ופייסי בזוזה דינו הוא דה עושה בני רובן ואמר לי לשימן ענון מטלטה לנשום הגבוך גבון ומטלטה די אסמי לבעל חויב לא משארתי ואומר רובן אם פיקח שימן he has a way to get his money. He tells the Yisraelim, okay, I owe you money for the shtar. Okay, I don't have money. Come collect the karka. So they collect the karka. Now he says to the Yisraelim, but yesterday I paid the guy, so it's kilo, I lost the karka yesterday. So you owe me money. Now your father has a karka. I want to collect the karka that your father left you.
He gives the Yesenian the karka for the money that he owes the father.
For what happened yesterday that he paid the guy. So you owe me achrayes. Now you have a karka. I could be going with.
The command the government Mechaim Domu. The Abu and Domi. Elo Yamas, Mikam, the Abu Goyf, Amai Chayzer, the Goyf, Yisimem. Have the command is Abni Yisemi Nichse Domi, Vilukon Yisemi Nichse, Mikok, Mishtabdi, the Baal Choyf.
This is the Gemara. So the Rishonim explain, that the Gemara really could directly, without this whole hard story, and we'll be busy the next couple days to learn the Gemara here. The Gemara could have gone directly to Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman says, "Yisayim shegovu karka b'choyv asaviyim, ba'al choyv choyzer v'goyve. I amus lemafriya u'goyve, it's ki'ilu the father had a karka. But if it's mikam v'le'aba u'goyve, so when the father died, it was only a shivut, it's not karkoes. And now when they collected it, it's k'man de konu dami, and the person can't collect it. So be'etzim from Rab Nachman is a raya, then mikam v'le'mafriya u'goyve. Why you have to have this whole long story? If you would ask Rab Nachman, okay, we want to bring down from Rav Alei. We want to bring a raya from Rav Alei. So we're proving from Rav himself that Rav himself holds an afreil goyim, but Einach Nami, the raya. It's not after Rav Nachman. The land after Rav, from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Yisayim shigavu karka b'chayim asavim b'alchoyim chayzer b'goyim mehem." Dehainu, someone owed Yisayim money. They went to collect the karka. Oh, zok the b'alchoyim. Now you have a karka. Your father owed me money. I collected. They said, but the father didn't leave it. Now we see a mechulish nikel lemafreya. Not only when the person himself collects it, we say lemafreya. Even when his kids collect it. Lemafreya, it was his when he was alive. It's a big chiddush of lemafreya. Not only when the person himself collects it, we say lemafreya. Even when his kids collect it, we say lemafreya, kilo, it was his the whole time. Till here it's glad. Zog de gemore, shayni osom, do omar lehu, keiche de mishtabed le avuchon, mishtabed nami le baal choyv de avuchon min rab nos. The time of Rav Nosson is a minayin leloyshe bechaveiroi, mona bechaveiroi bechaveiroi, shemuitzim mize venoisim leze, Talmud leima Rav Nosson leasher osham loy. Zog the Gemara, it's not muchach.
It doesn't have to be that the reason that Yisraelim shegavu karka b'choyv asaviyem ba'al choyv choyzer v'goyv v'oysu mehem it's mitzad she'abude mitzad lemafreah u'goyv v'dayinu Reuven dies, his kids go to Shimon and collect the karka. The lady comes and says, your father owed me money. Oh, now I see that your father had a karka, I can collect it. Haray lemafreah u'goyv. Like the Gemara, it's not muchach that it's lemafreah u'goyv. Maybe it's mikam v'le'abe u'goyv. So why is saying she go karka b'chiva saviyem ba'al choy choyzer v'goyv v'oysemem? Is the halacha she'abudah de Rab Nosson. What is she'abudah de Rab Nosson? That if Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi money, the halacha is that Levi tells Shimon, you owe me money. Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. So if Shimon owes Levi money and Reuven owes Shimon money, so Levi tells Reuven, instead of you paying to Shimon and Shimon will pay me, I could go collect right away from Reuven. So if Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, Levi goes and collects right away from Reuven. We'll see later, there's a lot of chakiras, how it works. Reuven really owes the money to Levi now? Or it's a puchem atros elomeli. I will collect Reuven, Shimon will collect from Reuven, and then I will go to Shimon. So I go direct. Oh no, it's anaya alochev she'avudu de Rav Nosson, then it goes straight. So we'll see. Mikol mokoyim zok de gemore. So, the same she go to karka be choyv asavir. The same she go to karka be choyv asavir. Ba'al choyv choyzo be goyv oysu mehem. Why ba'al choyv choyzo be goyv oysu mehem? So we learn pshat, that the same she go to karka be choyv asavir ki ilu lemafreya the karka was belonged to the father, so the new ba'al choyv could go and collect it. It's like the Gemara, you don't have to come to that. You're saying that the father owes someone money, so you could collect the karka. So the father owes someone money, and someone owes the father money. So you're saying she go to karka b'chayv asadim. So till now we learn, Lemoshel, Reuven, Shimon owes him, and he owes Levi. So the Yisraelim go to Shimon, they collect it. So Levi says, Yisraelim shegavu karka b'chayv asaviyim, we could go and collect it from the Yisraelim. And the Gemara understood as mitzad lemafreah u'goyve. But how lemafreah u'goyve? If Shimon owes Reuven money, and Reuven owes Levi, so Levi says, even by Shimon I could collect this karka. So I don't have to come to lemafreah u'goyve that ki'ilu Reuven already, but when Reuven's kids collected, ki'ilu it was Reuven's the whole time, and the male Levi could collect it from the kids, ki'ilu the father left him a karka. Midin she'abude de Rab Nosson, we'll see Rashi. We'll see all the Rashi. Shaini osom de omalu, ke'eche de mishtab de le'abuchen, mishtab minami le'bal choyv de abuchen mid Rab Nosson. Lo'i lo'am mikan ve'le'abu goyve. Look in Rashi. ומאי דאמר רב נחמן בעל מבעל חויב חויזו וגוי ואויסו מהם משום דאמר לו בעל חויב ליסיימים מכוח מי בוסם ביסם קרקע זו מכוח שיבות של אביך וחייך וכהיך דמשתד לאבוכן קרקע זו שלא יווה שלא בו מאביכם משתעבד ננמי לדידי שאויסו מלבה של אביכם והמחייב לא יקלו משוב עוד לימד רב נוסון הלכך קודם שיעבוד יעלו אפילו אצל לא יווה שאויסו ברשוסי ושימא נמי אומרו לבני רובן כהיך דאב המחוסם משועבודים לאביכם בשביל חויבוי, הוי משועבודם גם לעצמי, מכוח אביכם. שאולי בעצלי, מה מסחרי עשה מחיר מדרב נוסי? דמה לי אני, מה לי אחר? היר כך אבא בשבילו, יסוכנו יו לאביכם, מחיים חל שיעבודי עולה אצל עצמי. סדוס את הגיבור. Before we start to learn again the Gemara, I want first to start on the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that the mafreya or goyve, as Rabbi said, im pikeachu, he could give it back to the Yesoimim, and then tell the Yesoimim, I'm giving it back for what I owe you, father. Now you, father, owe me a chayas. Now he has the karka. The mafreya or goyve, he had it mechaim, so I could collect it for the achrayas. Zog the Gemara, it's not because lemafreya or goyve. It's not because of Afreya or Goyve. It's because Sheabuda de Rab Nos. What is Sheabuda de Rab Nos? That the same Shigobu Karka B'choyva Saviyem, when someone owes the father money and the father owes someone else, that person Be'esim could collect directly from that person. So not because Lemafreya belongs to the father, the Shibud Karkoes by the other person already belongs to that loiv and he could collect it. So the same thing in our sugya, Shimon doesn't goive it midin that he gave it back to the Yesoimim, and now keilu it was belonged to the Yesoimim the whole time, and now he could collect it for the achrayas. No, he tells the Yesoimim, you're right that I owe your father money, but your father owes me for the achrayas. So I could collect this karka, not midin lemafreya or goyve, just it's like I could go to Levi to collect it, I could collect it for myself. Right? This is the tzus in the shmais. And here we have the starke kasha of Rab Kiva Eiger. Rab Kiva Eiger in Ksuvitz. And Rabbeinu David. Both as a starke kasha, and Be'ez Hashem, this will be like we have to get in the end of the sugya. So why in pikeachu he has to give it back? Why Rava says in pikeachu let him to give it back to the Yesoimi and to collect it again from the Yesoimi? Alright, why has to do that? Let him to go to himself and say like this. Let him to go to himself and say, I owe your father money and your father owes me, so I'm collecting it for myself. Why in pikeachu he has to give it back to the assignment? Why he has to give it back to the assignment? Dude, why has to give it back to the assignment? If it's a musik of Shiabud and Rab Nosson, so he owes the father money 10 years ago. So his karka is meshuba to the father. The father owes him money. So let him to collect from himself.
That's what Rabbi means.
In pikeachu, it doesn't have to be a pikeach. You just don't pay.
Because he could have ended up getting money.
He doesn't have to give nothing. He just says goodbye.
That's only if he just.
He doesn't have to do nothing. He doesn't have to do nothing. He just doesn't do nothing.
We see she with the drive nothing. It's not proof of a trust of money.
What? Zalam Hashanah, again.
No, we see that. It's not that.
Azayif Reik Rab Kiva Eiger. Why I have to say, Im Pikeachu? Zalam Hashanah. Im Pikeachu. Magbilehu Are, he gives them the land. Ve'odar Govi Lobinei. And then he goes and he collects from them. What? He doesn't have to, he could collect from himself. What? No, but again, well, the Maisa, the father dies. And now he comes over to the Yesoimim, I want money for my achrayas. So the Gemara says, they tell him, we don't have to pay, but you have to pay us money, because you owe our father money. This is the Gemara. Zogt Rava, if he's smart, he'll tell him, okay, I owe you money, I will give you a karka. After they got a karka, he has a place to collect. Why? Because the mafreya who goive, kiilu the father had his karka all of his life. This is the gemara. Mida Rav Nachman Yisayim shigavu karka bechoyv asaviyim ba'al choyv choyzo v'goyv v'oysameyim. Zog the gemara, זה צריך את למפריה הוא גויבה. זה צריך את למפריה הוא גויבה. זה גמור, it's not a right at למפריה הוא גויבה. Maybe he מכאן ולהבה הוא גויבה. אבל זה שיעבוד את הרב נוסן. What is Shiabuda de Rab Nosson? We'll have to learn in Shal. But what is Shiabuda de Rab Nosson? Rashi explains, when Reuben owes money to Shimon, and someone owes money to Reuven. So, Pashtus Yishoyim Shigavu Karka B'choy B'Saviyem. So, they collect the money from someone that owes the father. Now, Shimon has from where to collect, because they're afraid of Goyve. But no, within Shehabudu Rab Nosson, Shimon goes directly to the person that owes money to the father and could collect. So you don't have to come, even if the kids collect it, they're not going, Shimon is not collecting it Medina Mafreya or Goive. My Shimon already was by the other person. Medin Shehabudu Rab Nosson, that was already Meshuba to me. Frecht Rab Kiveiger. So why Rava had to say in Pekeachu he has to be Magbele Are v'hoda gobeminei? Just let the guy to say, I don't want to pay you. I'm collecting the karka for the choyv of the achrayas. I owe you, father, and your father owes me. So the same thing, if it would be two different people, I could have gone to the person that owes to your father. So I'm going to myself that owe to your father, and I'm collecting the karka. And Rabbi Ludovit says, Eina chenami. Why the Rav said in Pikeach was before we learned the Gemara. Over the Maisa and the Maskona, we really don't have to do it. Over Avad and the Gemara, it's Mashma. Over Avad and Mashma, we have to do it. The Rambam brings down the Gemara Kipshuto. And here will be a avodah to explain, Bezras Hashem, when we get into the Sugya, it's one of the things that has to be answered in the end. Why it has to go like that? And again, the Gemara says it's not Medina Mafreya. Because we don't want that Rabbi will hold the Mafreya on Goyve. It's Medina Shabuddha the Rab Nosson. And we know because of the Rekula Shabuddha the Rab Nosson, you don't stop in the middle stop. Shabuddha the Rab Nosson, you go to the third person. This is Shabuddha the Rab Nosson. You skip the middle person. And every Shabuddha. And every Shabuddha the Rab Nosson. Kibayi has a kasha. You can't answer Kibayi's kasha that he's wrong. No, I'm giving a guess. He said the Gemara means it. That's not a kasha. Calls the Afnis Bakasha. That's not Mashmah the Gemara that this will have a man. To say that this will have a man, that just means that we don't have an answer. No, I'm not saying there's not an answer. Rabbi Ludovi says Lav Dafka in the Gemara. Say that. We'll get all this for sure. The Gemara state in Pikeach, who state that if he doesn't, he cannot collect. He cannot collect that $5 different price. State in the Gemara that only if he's a Pikeach. If he's not a Pikeach, he doesn't know what to do, he's stuck and he pays the whole money to the Yisrael. That is Mashal. Rabbi says, I have a Geoinus. I have a smart, a brilliant idea for the guy. Let him to give back the karka and then to recollect it again. And the shaila is if the haram in his gishma, or maskona sa gimore, that it's not mitzad shabudu mitzad mafriya al goive. We hold me kabel abu al goive. Zog the gimore, so why it's working mitzad shabudu rab nosu. Frek rab kive eiger. I'm not going to answer Rab Kiveh Eger today. Let's deliver Rab Kiveh Eger till we'll answer him.
He wants a star back.
I didn't ask why he wants what he wants. I said again, we have a kasha. We don't want Zayt to get the roots. We're not even looking for this kind of the roots. I'll explain. The Gemara states that without that he does not get his money. That is the duty of Rab Kiveh Eger and the Gemara. That if he doesn't give back the karka to the Yisayimim, he pays the full price to the Yisayimim and he loses his money. That is our Gemara, the way it's written in the Gemara. And the Gemara explained why. Shema mino lemafreya ugoiv. And the shaila is, why I have to come to that? The maskona is the Gemara. Why we have Shabudu Rab Nosson? So, Be'etzem, Rashi state clause that you could go and say that is Meshuba to me. And even by the same person, we say Shabudu Rab Nosson. So, even by the same person, we say Shabudu Rab Nosson. So why do you have to come to him pikechu? Why do you have to come to him pikechu? Don't see the kasha of the Gemara. So now, let me hit Tzachon again. I want to learn the Gemara with Rashi to see the Oris Keseder and the Gemara. That's Hashem, in the end, when we have good Sugya, this kasha has to be answered in a shtarke veg mitoich Sugya. Let me send the Gemara. ומי אמר רב אוכי ואמר רב ברחומר רובן שמוכרסות אל שימן באחרייץ וזוקפון עולו במילווה. So we don't know why the Gemara had to say זוקפון עולו במילווה. The Bible said Rashi doesn't say nothing. We'll see later. Tesis was the answer. Why וזוקפון בעצם? שימן did not pay it. ומי יש רובן ועושה בעל חויב דה רובן ותוריף להם משימן. The Baal Choyv of Reuven came and collected from Shimon. The also Shimon the Paisa Bezuzah. And now what happened is Shimon paid the money. So we said, Be'etzim, now he deserves Achayas, but he also owes the money. So the Yisrael want the money, and he wants the Achayas, longer than Rashi. Look at Rashi inside. Be'achayas. Shemo itlenu baal choyv de Reuven mishimel mishul choyv sheishubu lo Reuven sheishalim lo Reuven ze moisov le Shimel ve lo yehoi le nechosim oid al dovar achray hazeh ve zokfon olo b'milve lugo b'rash she lo yehoi o mois le Shimel she posek al sod ezu ve kosav le Reuven shtar aleyem ve shibed nechosov lo yaleyem. Rashi adds four words that Bezot von Bemilve, when Shimon promised Reuven that he will pay him the money, and he made a shtar choiv that he owes Shimon money, I'm sorry, that he owes Reuven money, and the shtar, he added achrayas nechosim. Why he added achrayas nechosim? Why he added achrayas nechosim? Why Rashi added? Maybe not. Maybe he just written the shtar that he owes the money. Why Rashi has to say v'shibed lo nechosov olov? The ktsayis frek the kasha. Why Rashi has to say v'shibed lo nechosov olov? No, why Rashi has to add it? Say stop. Reuven mochasod l'shimon be'achrayes. Mochasod l'shimon be'achrayes. And Shimon did not have money. Reuven asked, where is the money? He says, I'm sorry. Okay, so write me a shtar that you owe me the money. He written the shtar that he owes the money. Man, why Rashi has to add, v'shimed lo nechoso? What? Why Rashi? What is not good? Shimon owes Reuven money. Shimon is alive. He's not dead. Now the Yisraelim come over them. They want their money. His father owes money. They have, he owes the father money. He has to pay. So it's not a duke. It's not a duke. Why Rashi has that? How do you explain? It's not a small duke. Rashi just doesn't have to write it. So the Ketzes, why the Ketzes has a whole simon on it? And that's what we'll say the Torah of the Ketzes. We'll say it different. But no one needs it. V'zot v'lo b'milve. V'zot v'lo b'milve. Reuven sold a karka to Shimon. Shimon doesn't have money to pay. No problem. So first, Be'etzel, the Gemara, who could have said that Shimon didn't pay, and now Reuven dies? The same story. The Gemara B'chal didn't have to write V'zok lo b'milve. This is what I have to answer yet. Why the Gemara had to say it? There was a bitesis on it. Well, what does the left mean? Reuven owes money to Shimon. Reuven sold a karka to Shimon. Shimon didn't pay. Reuven died. Someone came to take it from Shimon. Shimon paid that to himself. Now Shimon the Maitse owes money. And the father owes the money. Why do we need the Zakh of a Milvah? That is the order that we have to answer. We'll say that. We said we'll answer it later. The result one, we'll get to the thesis, we'll answer. We'll get it today yet. But now Rashi adds. Rashi says, and when we made a zot from the milveh, Shimon promised Reuven that all of his nechosim are meshuvim. Frank the Ktzoyis, why? My nafkemina. Ari Shimon is alive. And the Bnei, the Yisraimim, have a right to collect from Shimon. If the Yisrael have a right to collect from Shimon, so why you have to say that Shimon was Meshaven Nechosim, even if he's not Meshaven Nechosim, but he owes money, he has to pay? Zok Reb Nochem, very posh. Lu Yitzuya. Lu Yitzuya, he would not write a Shibud. So you write that the Yisraeli would have a right to go to collect from him. Because he's alive. You don't have to come to Meshua Bodhi. Of a Lu Yitzuya will be no Shibud, will be a Milva Alpe, a Milva that is not Meshuva. So when the Yisraeli would collect from him, we would never could say Lemafrea or Goive. Because it's not Meshubet. It's only Minei. So if they would collect the Karka, he himself cannot be Chayzah B'Goyve Mehem. You can't look at it like Yisrael should go with Karka B'Goyve Savir. Only when there's a Shibud, then you could be Chayzah B'Goyve Mehem. But if there's no Shibud, you can't be Chayzah B'Goyve. You can't be Chayzah B'Goyve. It's a sugi rabbit. Also, shibud Rav Nosson, you can. There's no shibud. So Rashi says that it's meshubet. Could be a milva alpe that is not meshubet. Rashi wanted to make clothes that it's meshubet. Again, the ksois asks the kasha. You could write achayis to soifer b'stom eshtar is meshubet. This is the kasha of the ksois was why Rashi is madgish that it's meshubet. The answer is because we need it and it's Meshubet. Lu Yitzuya, it's not Meshubet, even that you have a right to be collecting it from the Loibe. So Mamela here, for sure Bnei Reuven could collect it from Shimon, but even if they could collect it from Shimon, if it's not Meshubet to Shimon, if it's not Meshubet to Reuven, you would not have the Mafreya or go weiter in Rasha. V'meis Reuven Amoicha, Ubo Baal Choyve V'tofo Mishimon. ועדיין לא נוסן לשימן המויס לרובן ולא לישימו ופייסוב לשימון ופייס לשימן לבעל חויב לרובן באויסום המויס. Like we said, Rashi here is madgish. He's trying to do two shtiklach. Not stam to not to be giving the karka. He says, I'm taking the money that I owe. Wait. I take the money that I owe, and that money I'm trying, instead of giving to your father, to give to that person. And this is the next Rashi. Dinu avar gav davu en kibbele b'chayis mechir ezu afilu ochi yechoy li bnei ruben lo v'al shimon v'lo im aloi anon metaltel in shova gavuch gavuch lo yisr chayiv olov elo moes. Now look good in Rashi. Lo yhoi olocho lidne lebaal choyvoi. You didn't have a right to give this money to the baal choyv instead of our father. Okay, so I didn't have a right. So I stam gave it, but lemaisa I have a right within achrayis to protect myself. So please pay me on the achrayis. This Rashi is mamshich. Veloy le'akvom now bishvil achrayis mechirozcho. The metalta the yasme lo yishim tu chachom le baal choyim. The karka shel yisoyim mud avrir baal choyim goy bo yiso. Mechoy vasaviyem. Mishum de mechayim chalshim ud aleyim. Aval al amoyes shelo yoyu beyeim lo yichal shiabudim mechayim aleyim. This line in Rashi is a tzorichil. Pashas metalta the yasmeloi mishtabdi. Why? Because the Gemara says a person is only soimich and karkoes, not a metaltali. Other it's a takona de rabbonon. Here Rashi adds a couple new words that don't stim, and we're not going with these words. That the reason the metalta the yasmeloi mishtabdi, sheloi hoyu behein, lechava la shibud alehen. Ukshem behein, ein kan loive. Ve lebalei amoes, daim li yasayim, lehilva zeklu. We know that the Talmud of the Yisrael Mishnati, the Takana was only to pay from the Kalka of the Yisraelim, not from the Metalkal of the Yisraelim. But Mele, they tell him, Imonavshach, the money that you owe to our father, you can't give it. You gave it yourself, and you want the same mitzvah de achrayas, so we don't owe you money. We don't have to give it to you. Zogt Rove, Bama Rove, Em Garsin, Im Piker Zeh, Shimon, Yidin, Ve'em Alem, Ein Limoyes Lifroya, אלו קרקע יש לי ונויס להם בכל בוסו וכוי זו וגוי בויסו בשביל החי יש מחיר שקימו להביאים דאשתו כי אבל הוא ארי יסגל למילסה דלה מטלטו why because למפריע הוא גוי בהלכויים של אבים חוי זו וגוי בויסו אל מאמרים למלית לקרקע בכוי בויסו ואיזה שו שנוסו להמו יסניק אלוי אי אמוס יסגל למילסה מפריע שיש לי להביאים יסגל גוי בויסו שבוכי בהלכוי ואחר של אבים חוי זו וגוי בויסו מהם כמעט נגובר מחיים דומי אלו ימס וגם לאבא הוא גוי בה אלו מהמגביע ואילך המים בעל חוי ואחר חוי זה וגוי בעצם מהם לא יהיה דובר זה אלו כמי שכל יסרים מקרק במוי שלהם מיימד המשתב ולבעל חוי Now, as a deal here in Rashi, we're speaking about the pikeach of Rav. Some of you learn that the maskele, he doesn't have to be a pikeach. We are going now, the pshuto, that he has to be a pikeach. So what he tells him, I don't have money, so they go on to collect the karka, and then he goes and collects it back. Why he has to say that he doesn't have money? Chai, why has he said he doesn't have money? What? And if he has money? But I don't want to give you money, I want to give you karka. State in Rashi, that the Yisraelim have a right to say we want karka, we want money, we don't want the karka. It's a big shaila. When someone owes someone money, he faces them with a garment of ches. If a person owes someone money, and the guy says, okay, I owe you money, take the standard. He says, you owe me money, I want cash. Yeah. He has a right, he has a right to give him karkoets or not. So some shit is all at the milveh, you can't give karkoets. So here's Zog from the milveh, be very geschmack, that can make. But he wants Zog from the milveh, so he has to give him money. Some say, even if the milveh, it's not like that, but when you buy in the grocery, you can't give metaltalim. A guy will go to the store, will buy bread. Okay, I owe you $100. Okay, I sell books. So the whole purpose of the grocery is, he wants to sell to make money. You can't, when you owe someone money, say, I don't have money, take my books. But when you come to buy from someone in the store, man, he doesn't need books. The whole point he's selling is if someone's not planning to give him cash, he's not planning to sell. So here, the Maizeh could be valid Zmei Mekach, so he doesn't have a right to give a karka. But either way, state in Rashi that if he has money, he can give a karka. So here, Rabbi Nachum says, I don't understand. So what do you mean, in Pikechu, what, you will lie? You allowed to lie? In Pikechu, and Mushches, yeah? He has money. So if he gives money, he doesn't get the karka.
Proud of money.
What?
Proud of money, doesn't
it? Not Eloy, Shiloh, Eloy. Rashi is mashma, he just says, I don't have. Again. I'm asking the halacha, a guy has money. He knows if he gives money, he doesn't get it. Rashi says, say I don't have, they will take the karka, and then you'll be magbet. He's allowed to. I don't know, maybe he's allowed, maybe he's allowed. I don't know. Val is going to lose here. Maybe he's allowed. In Rashi state that if he has money, the kids have a right to say they don't want the karka. As they state in Rashi. We'll go weiter. So what's the maskoning? More shiny awesome the omalu, keichel, mishtav lavuche, mishtav lebalchoy, the avuche, mid rab nos. So the gemore, it's not mitzah, le mafreya u goybe. So Rashi, lo ilo, mikam le abu u goybe. ומה דה אומר רב נחמן בעל ובעלכוי ובחוי זו וגוי ואוי זה מהם משום דה אומר הוא בעלכוי for the Yisraelim that collected it not because it was your father מכוח מי אתם בואים וגביסים קרקע מכוח שיבוד של אביכם כי איך אתם משתב דלעבוכם קרקע זו שלא יבא שלא בו מאביכם like you had a right to collect it because it was משובד your father's שיבוד is משובד to me והמחויב לא כלום משום אלים דרב נוסן הלכך קודם שיבוד אל הלאו אפילו אצל הלויבה שאוי זה ברשוס לוי so I could have collected from there ושים הנמי יום עלו לבני רובן these are the two lines כהיכה דהיו נחוסם משועבודים לעבורכם בשביל חויבוי You're right that I owe the father the money for the choyv. But your father owes me money. So what I owe your father is meshulah to me because your father owes me. The mali ani mali acher. Irkach avat mishlo iso knuyo leavichem mechayim. Chal shiabud yoleo esratzim. And this will be mentioned from Rav Kiver Eger. So lechure, he doesn't have to do in pikechu. We have to know that Rav Kiver Eger's kasha is a starke kasha to start to think about, because Rabbi Ludovit says that ein echanami. He doesn't have to do the pikechu maskone. He just tells them goodbye, I'm keeping it. Rabbi Borshet nishtase. The Rabbi Mizan the Gemara nishtase. And yet, so we have to understand, what is the Havana do? We'll start to see the tesis. Be'achrayes. Ruben shemochal soda l'shimon be'achrayes ve'osu ba'al v'meis ve'osu ba'al choyv de Ruben ve'tofo mishim. Zog tesis. Sheloi be'achrayes pshite de'yite le'yosho. If it's no achrayes, so too bad for Shimon that he paid, but he owes money to Ruben. So for sure the Yosef could collect. Now look at the tesis. אפילו לא יזוק לו במילווה. אבל באחראייס, קומש מלון, דהווה אמינה דייעקבם לעצמו. Why? דהווה לכתויפס מחיים. קומש מלון דלחוישת כתויפס מחיים, קייבון דזוק פום אולו במילווה. קייבון. דלחוישת כתויפס מחיים, Kevon the zok from all of the milva. So what's stated in Taisus? Taisus says, what is the chiddush of zok from all of the milva? So, Reuven mochas on Shimon b'achrayes, and Reuven dies. It's collected from Shimon. Shimon was his achrayes, but he owes money, and that is the sugya. Zok Taisus. Then for sure, Shimon has to pay the yesoimim, and he doesn't have a way out. But I would think that bezok for zok tezay. The have a mina yaaklu laasma. The have a liketoyfes mechayim. Komajon lichoshiv ketoyfes mechayim came on the zok from all of the milv. Shteid in tezes like this. Rabbeinu Peretz explains it a little bit more. Zok Rabbeinu Peretz. Zog Rabbeinu Peretz, the halacha is that metalta de yasmi loy mishtabdi lebaal choyv. Metalta de yasmi loy mishtabdi lebaal choyv. You only could collect from karkois that a dead person left. From his metaltalim, you can't collect. What would be if he has metaltalim? Someone owes you $1 million. He's about to die, he has an apartment, it's worth nothing. So you run, and you grab metaltalim before he dies. Now he is dead. The halacha is, if you are toifes metaltalim mechayim, you're allowed to collect it. Zok teisves, if I didn't pay money for the karka that I bought, when I buy something and I didn't pay it, it's better than holding the money in my hand. So when the guy dies, I could say, you're right that the money is metaltalim, but I could be toifes that money for my achrayas. Why I didn't pay it? Because I'm not so sure what will happen in this karka. So be'etzem, I would have a right to collect the money. So lo yitzuya, I was not zok from b'milve, I would be a right. What happened? I was not zok from the milve. I owe him money. Now someone took the karka. So I told the Yisraeli, listen, you owe me money and I owe you. I want to take that money. I tell you, that money is metaltalim. What our father owes is metaltalim. The Torah says, but I was toifes at mechayim. But if it's zok from the milve, you write that the milve is in my hands. Zok from the milve, so what is the difference? It's also in my hands, the milve. So why this is called Zok from Tfisa Mechaim and this is not called Tfisa Mechaim? Zok Rabbeinu Peretz, the Tfisa Mechaim, it's not stand that it's parking in my hands. That it's tofus for that purpose. Dmei HaMekach a tofus for that purpose. Not Dmei HaMekach and not tofus for that purpose. So Val Dmei HaMekach a tofus for that purpose. Lo Yetzuyer is no zok from all of the milveh. The Shimon would be saying, you owe me money because the karka was almost taken. I owe money to the father. I'm chapping that money that I owe to the father for the choyv. And I could take that money. It's called the Tfisa Mechaim. Only bezok from the milveh, it's not called the Tfisa Mechaim. This is the Avonah in Teisves. Again, what Teisves is coming to say, why we're talking about Zok from Bemilva. Aber Rashi doesn't say a word. Why is Zok from Bemilva? Zok the Welt, and listen carefully, Ha'avonah. Why Rashi doesn't say a Hezbah? What is the Aloche of Achrayas Alamon? I sell a karka with Achrayas. Chai, what is Achrayas? What? And someone went and took it. So why I have to pay? I'll give you two nuschos. Tell me how you learn pshat. If someone takes it, full guarantee. I think you take. Yeah, full guarantee, your money back. Or no, anything, something that will happen to you, I will take care of you. You hear the difference? What is the difference if the price went down? The house is worth now only $100. If I tell you, listen, guarantee, if it's a problem, everything is back. I have to give you back $1,000. What if I say, any damage, come to me. How much will it be worth? $100? I'll pay you $100. How much do you have to pay for Achrayas? $1,000 or $100? Chaim, how much? What is the achrayas? The achrayas is, if it's a problem, it never happened. Or no, not never happened. If it's achrayas, I'll take care of you. I'll fix the window will break, I'll fix. How much it cost today? $100? I'll pay you $100. What do you want? If it would be no achrayas, how much it's worth now? $100? I'll pay you $100. I don't have a tzad that if it became more expensive, I have to pay more. That is really a vital tzad. But my achrayas is, could be yes. But my achrayas is, the shayla of the achrayas is, in different words, to be machzir dmei HaMekach. But the achrayas is to take care of it like it is. Zok the Welt. Rashi learned, b'kol ha'terekulu achrayas is, you give back the money from yesterday. Maybe by you it's the pashtas. The pashtas? We give the money of now. What is the pashtas? What? The money from yesterday or the money from now? Yesterday is the pashtas? Maybe Rashi holds like this. If someone sells a karka b'achrayas and he dies, and now they took away the karka, so the father has to give back the money that he got. Now the guy never paid him yet. So the Yisraelim can say, listen, you never paid, you pay us. Our father has to give back money, we're sorry, there's no money. Or you can tell the Yisraelim, in this case, I don't have to pay. Even the metautel of the yasmila mishtabdi lebal choyim. If the pshat is, it's done, and the father has to pay back with the damage, so we say, listen, you owe money, please pay. The damage, our father doesn't have money. But if it's not, yes, you can go. But if, if the father has to give back money, the Mekach is chal. Now the father, I owe the father money. Now what is the problem? I owe the father money, and the father owes me to fix me. So the Yisraelim say, listen, you owe the father money, please pay us. Your father has to pay you, we're sorry, we don't have a word to pay. This is the Gemara. But if the father has to give back that money, now I never pay that money yet. The same can't tell me, listen, you will pay it and then he will not give it back. If he has to give separate money, you could say, Metaldele de Yasmi, loy mishtabdi le baalchoy. Metaldele de Yasmi, loy mishtabdi le baalchoy. That is a svara. Metaldele de Yasmi, loy mishtabdi le baalchoy. So you owe the father money, but he doesn't have a word to pay. So you pay what you owe. Too bad, two different stories. But if it's the same money, the father just has to give it back. So you could collect it? Als dem sagt die Gemorre, sagt von Bemilwe. Sagt von Bemilwe. No, sagt von Bemilwe means it was paid. Now you owe the father separate money. So the same tell the kid, the same tell the guy, listen, you paid, now you owe the father money. You're right, he has to give you money, that money back. That's not the gap to the money that you owe him. The main of the guy gave the, mitalte the yas, meloy mishtabdi le balchoy. Now, I want just for 2 minutes to start the taste first. No, it's late, we'll start then.
I'm not going to do that.